Encourage you to turn to Ephesians again, chapter 6, as we think about some things. There's a lot in Scripture that we need to think about, but we appreciate those who help us to worship. Ephesians chapter 6, we're going to start in verse 10. It's a lot in this section, and we'll keep looking at it for a week or two. But he talks about finding my strength in the Lord. That's what I'm going to think about. I find my strength in the Lord because of who He is and because He's the one I need. So, let me read the passage in Ephesians 6, starting verse 10. Go down to verse 13. It says, finally, I guess you haven't all the Scriptures and all this happened in this passage of Scripture. He says, finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. A lot in that, but let me think about some things about the strength. Because he starts, verse 10 says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And so that's where we want to start. That's where we want to look to. So on your outline, I hope you've got it out of your bulletin, you can write in, the first thing is recognize, I wrestle with spiritual forces. He said in verse 12, I do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but against rulers, powers, world forces, darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness and heavenly places. Now, when I say spiritual forces, I'm talking about evil forces or ungodly forces. There's a spiritual force in God, too, okay? But I need to recognize there are other spiritual forces in our world that's against us. So he said in verse 12, we wrestle not, we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against those various forces that are there. So I need to recognize that all around us this day, there are forces that are stand against us and against Jesus and against His church. So when I think about that, he said, the scripture I've listed on your notes is, be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Now, is that true? Do we have an opponent that wants to do us in and wants to put an end to us? You need to recognize that our opposition is primarily not, we're just pawns in the battle. Because the devil and God are the two forces. And I want to recognize that I wrestle not with those flesh and blood things, but with spiritual forces. Now, what am I thinking about is this. People become tools or pawns in the hands of individuals, become in the hands of either God or the devil. It's by choice. I don't think it's forced on us. But what I need to recognize is that when those people around me are doing things that are bad and saying things that are wrong, there's a spiritual force behind that. There's more to it than just somebody being ornery or obstinate or whatever. Now, they've chosen to allow that to happen. But I need to recognize that there are spiritual forces behind those individuals urging them on. What I think about, for instance, is this. In a human level, as a human being, normal, even without Jesus, generally speaking, a father will love and care for his family and his kids. Why is it that a father will molest a daughter that goes beyond the ordinary? That goes beyond, to me, there's spiritual forces, ungodly forces behind that. He chooses to do that, but there's spiritual forces urging him to do so. And I need to recognize that there's a spiritual battle going on. I don't always think about that, but there is a spiritual battle going on in this world. I want to suggest some places in Scripture where that's true, and then a couple of things in our world. When Peter said, you're the Christ, the Son of God. And then Jesus said, but I'm going to die. I'm going to go to the cross. What does Peter do? Peter says, no, you're not. Oh, you can't do that.
What did Jesus say to Peter? Get behind me, Satan, for you're not thinking the things of God. Now, does that mean Peter was Satan? No. But who was impressing and influencing Peter's choice? Peter chose to listen to the devil at that point. And God's saying, primarily to the devil, not so much to Peter, get out of here. But that was a force behind him. Or, I think of another one in Scripture. The Bible says when Judas began to decide to betray Jesus, in two different Scripture passages, it says the devil entered him. There was more to Judas than just Judas deciding to betray Jesus. There was an enemy who wanted to destroy Jesus, using Judas with Judas's consent, yes, but there are spiritual forces behind that. So I need to recognize that there's more to an issue and to a relationship than just the surface. I think that's true in all of our relationships. I'm suggesting that if you have trouble with somebody and they're being ornery and obstinate and not being what they ought to be, that they're being used by their choice, but they're being used as another force behind them. And they need to recognize that there are spiritual forces, negative spiritual forces in their life. And it changes my attitude when I realize this person is being used as a pawn in the things of God that are going on. I pray for them, not only for the... Now, I realize they do the choice. I believe we have spiritual forces going on in our world right now in this state. I'm going to mention one. You may shoot me later, but that's okay. Why in the world, in this state of California, have we chosen to send to the ballot box a man who is homosexual, ungodly? Spiritual forces, I believe, are behind that in this state. Now, some of us don't like maybe mentioning that. But who? God is not in that. So it has to be the other way. So I need to recognize that there's a bigger picture here. There's a bigger battle here than who's the governor of the state or whoever, whatever officer is. There's a spiritual battle going on. And the more we allow the ungodly to prevail in this state, the more we're going downhill in the long run. Now, you can say, well, we're doing all right. But there's a time when God says that's enough. And when we get this far and the spiritual forces are, the ungodly forces are being demonstrated and being allowed to rule, what I think of is the people of the state are that far down. Spiritual forces are allowing us to be that way. Folks, we need to get on our knees. We need to recognize that there's spiritual forces behind it. It's not just those individuals. So he said, we wrestle not with flesh and blood. The issue isn't just one another. There's a bigger picture. There's spiritual forces of evil. Second thing I want you to think about, though, is believe the Lord is stronger than those spiritual forces. Believe that the Lord is stronger than spiritual forces, those negative spiritual forces. If we don't, we'll hang it up and go home. We'll despair. The scripture I've listed on your notes says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of His calling, what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. Folks, our God reigns. I thank you. He rules. I need to realize, because if I start looking at stuff that's going on in a negative way and ungodliness and all the other stuff that happens, I can get down the dumps. But when I remember, my God, the Lord Jesus who died on the cross and rose again, the God who ascended to heaven, rules and reigns, and He is going to come back and He's going to be triumphed, and I'm on the right side if I'm with Jesus. I don't care what the rest of the world does. He is stronger. Our God is still going to reign. Our God and the truth of God and the message of God and the love of Jesus and the message of salvation is going to go on until eternity and Jesus comes back. So don't get despair if the spiritual forces cause us to look around and say, wait a minute. God, my God, is still bigger and stronger than any other force in this world. And I'm going to cling to Him. I'm going to look to Him. I just want to suggest maybe that was happening recently, if you keep up with the news. The company, the guy who refused to bake a cake, won. The court said he didn't have to bake a homosexual cake anymore. There are some victories, folks. There is some hope. And we just keep praying for it. Now, if he didn't win, God still reigns, okay? He's still the Lord, but I'm grateful to hear, to see about that. So I believe the Lord, I can be strong in the power of His might because the Lord is bigger, better, stronger than any other force in this world. And I belong to Him and He belongs in my heart. I'm going to stay true no matter what. Now, another aspect of this I want to think about is believe I need the Lord's strength. Believe I need the Lord's strength. If we go out to live the Christian life in our own power, we're going to go downhill. If you think and I think that I'm bigger than the devil and I can outsmart him and outmaneuver him, I'm in trouble. Because he wants us to think he's not big enough. He wants us to think he's just a devil with horns and a pitchfork. Well, he's not. We've got some other things I'll talk about in a minute. But just remember that he is real as God is. And he is not sitting down, playing, just doing nothing. Did you realize the devil never quits? He never lays down and quits until God finally puts him in the bottomless pit. Then it's over. But until then, he's still around. So I need his strength. I need him in my life if I'm going to be victorious. Two aspects of that I want to think about. One, so I can be aware of the devil's schemes. So I can be aware of the devil's schemes. It says, but I'm afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. We, as we think about as believers, if you're a child of God, he doesn't come and throw you a big red flag and says, do this. He comes and says, well, now, God didn't really mean all that he said he meant. Where did that start? Garden of Eden. Was that a devil's scheme or not? Said to Eve, see, God, he's not going to do that. It's all right. He has all kinds of schemes. He comes and says, well, it's all right. Most of the people are doing this. And so, if everybody else is doing it, it's okay. Especially if other people who say they're Christians do it. Are there any of that going on in our world today? Are there people who claim Christianity, say they're Christians, and they're proposing and approving ungodly things? That's his scheme. That's his seeking to deceive us. I think it's part of his scheme to keep us out of Scripture. When I get in the Bible and I start reading and studying it, God's going to reveal truth to me. So if I stay out of the Word, and the devil can keep me out of the Word by keeping me so busy or get up too late or whatever, and I don't get in the Word, that's one of his schemes to keep me out of the Word, and therefore he can affect me more because I'm not in the Word to understand it anyway. The principles that are in God's Word will keep us straight. But if I don't know them, how can I rely on them? And I think the devil's, one of his schemes is, don't read the Bible. You don't have time to do that this morning or tonight or however you do your Bible reading. You don't have time to dig in the Word because, you got all this stuff to do. And you don't feel good anyway. I need to be aware of his schemes. I need to be alert. If it's not true to the Scriptures, look out. if it's distorting or sounding moving it out quite out of the, not quite, but just a little bit out of the truth of Scripture, it's a scheme of the devil. Does he take Scripture and distort it? Did he do it with Jesus? If he did it with Jesus, guess what? He's going to try to do it with us too. But Jesus knew Scripture. Jesus knew what the Bible said. And he said, no, that's not what it meant. So I need to be in the Word myself to discern and be aware of those. I need His strength, His power, His Word to tell me, to let me know that the devil's schemes are there. A man wrote about a time when he was in Chicago. He got on a bus. He said the bus stopped at one place and the two men and a woman got on the bus. He said the bus driver said, be careful. There's pickpockets on board. He said those three people just looked kind of defeated, walked around and went out the side door and left. Because he warned them that there's somebody around. There's a scheme going on. Folks, we need the Word to say, look out. Look out. Be careful. Do Christians ever get deceived? Can you get deceived if you're not in the Word? Now, see, it's all right. I can say they will be, but can I say I will be? I can be sidetracked if I don't stay with the trust of the Word of God and putting it in my life day after day after day. Sometimes when you read the Bible, you say, well, I didn't get anything out of it. But you're putting it in your mind, even if you don't think you got anything out of it, you put into your mind something of God and of His truth that God can remind you of later. Because if it's not in there, He can't remind you of it later. So I need to be reading it consistently, even if I don't think it, don't get a lot out of it at the moment. I want to be aware of the devil's schemes and be alert to them. So he said, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but we're to watch out for the schemes, the deceptiveness of the devil. So first, I need his strength so I can be aware of those. God is the only one who's going to reveal us to the devil's schemes. You realize that? The devil isn't going to tell us what he's going to do. It has to be God in time and his word and service. Secondly, so I can stand firm against the devil's schemes. I need to be aware of his strength so I can stand firm against the devil's schemes. It says, but resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren in the world. But the first part of the verse is resist him firm in your faith, knowing what you believe and why you believe it. Being in the Scriptures and saying, I know this is true because God tells me it's true. I know it. Because he said other people are having the same problems you've got. As we think about that, I need his strength to stand firm. I mentioned this the other day, I think the group was at, and I mentioned it here before, but I just want to remind you something. As a believer in Jesus, we really want to do what he wants us to do, but we don't want to be this fanatic. But we don't want to be down here with an ungodly world either. And so sometimes in order to sort of get along, I don't really want to be the fanatic, but I don't want to be down here with the garbage either. So I'll stay up here somewhere. Sometimes as Christians, we say, I don't know if I want to be that. No, but we do. But what I want to suggest is this. When this is here, and I'm standing here, and this here goes down here, and this is up here, and I try to stay in the middle, what have I done? I've lowered my standard, even though I'm still in the middle, but it's gotten lower. You think the devil doesn't try to help us to do that? So, well, I don't want to be like those weirdos out there who always, walk, marching or whatever. I don't want to be like whoever. I need the power of the Lord Jesus to stand firm in the truth of God up here, no matter what anybody else says, no matter what any other force said, no matter what professor or celebrity or government official or whatever it says, this is what God says. I'm going to stand on it. That's where we've got to stand, folks. The devil's going to keep on trying to get us to compromise a little bit here and there. And I need the firmness of God and His Word to not be sucked into the devil's schemes. We are to hold by the Word to be vigilant. Because if we're not vigilant, He's working. I need to be alert to that. He's watching. So, be strong in the Lord. That's where I find my strength. Because I do wrestle against spiritual forces. I need to recognize that. I believe that God is stronger. I need the Lord's strength so I can be alert to those schemes and defeat them. Refuse to give in. On the other side of your notes, trust the Lord to be strong in me. I'm not left of this on my own. I'm grateful that Jesus didn't say, now you go out and fight the devil and I'll sit in heaven and watch you. But that He is present in the child of God to be strong in me. Trust the Lord to be strong in me. In verse 10, He said, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Is there any difference between His might and mine? Okay. I want us to be strong in His might. The scripture verse that I listed says, you are from God, little children, and have overcome them because, what does the rest of that say? Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, is that victory or not? We don't deal with these issues, this spiritual dimension that we're talking about here, ungodliness, on our own. We have the One who is greater than any other force in this world, anything that operates is in us. So I can call on the strength of the living God to say, God, help me to stand firm by Your power, by Your grace, because You live in me, and I also yield to You, and You will give the victory in my life as I yield to You instead of the devil. I'll yield to You and let Your power work through me. So I'm saying, I'm going to trust You, Lord, to be my strength. Is He there? If your child of God is there. So you just need to call on Him. You don't have to go and crank up a telephone and say, now, God, would You come over and help me? No, He's already present if you're a child of God, right? He lives in you. So you just cry out, Lord, help me. I need You. Maybe it's sort of like Peter did when he was going down the water. What did he say? Jesus saved me. Two words. What did Jesus save him? Can He do that for you? You can cry out to Him and say, Lord, I need You. You're in me. I ask You to deliver me. And so, I just want to be strong. Now, let me just remind us, we don't need to be afraid because He's in us. Sometimes we read these forces, we read these stories, and we hear about the garbage in the world, and we feel like, well, maybe we just need to sort of shrink up and go away. You know what? I believe that's what the world wants us to do. I believe that's one of the reasons that we're being called bigots and uncompromising and intolerable, because we stand for certain things in the world because they want us to dry up and blow away. They don't want the standard anymore, what's right and wrong. Because if you hold up the standard, what's right and wrong, and not living right, guess what? It bothers you, even if they don't admit it. So we need to say, I'm not going away. I'm going to stand up and be strong in You. I'm going to go forth with victory. I read a story in the Kingston Denver Post. A lady named Lexi Lawler had a bunch of sheep in the West, and those sheep were being killed by coyotes. Well, she tried all kinds of different devices, electronic devices. She even slept with them some of the time, but she still lost 1 year 50 sheep to the coyotes. She discovered, though, the llama. She said the llama is not afraid of anything. When the llama sees something, it raises its head and starts heading right toward whatever object it's looking at. And she said, if those llamas head straight toward the coyote, then guess what? They run. What I'm suggesting is this. I need to hold my head up straight and say, devil, I'm coming right after you. You can run. Because the One who's in me is bigger than you out there. The One who's in me is bigger than any force of evil. My God rules and reigns, and I'm going to stand up because He is in me, and I don't need to be afraid of what anybody else says or does against the Lord or against any ungodliness. It's going to happen. It's happened all through Christian history. Nothing new. I think some people got killed in the New Testament because they stood up for Jesus. Some since then. So what? I'm still going to stand up. I'm going to put my head up. not down. I'm going to put my head up, and I'm going to go for what's right, and he can run if he wants to. Because the Scripture says, if I resist the devil, he has to flee. Is that true or not? Is that just a Bible verse? It's true. So, I want to go in the strength of the Lord. A couple things under that. Trust the Lord to be strong in me. First of all, I need to be sure the Lord is in me. Be sure the Lord is in me. Is He in me? Is He in my life? Do I know Him? Can I give testimony without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ lives inside me, that I know that for sure? Because if I'm going to be strong in His power, I need to know that He's there in the first place. So a couple of verses are listed on your notes. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in His name, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. If you have received Him, you opened your heart to Him, you confessed Him as Savior and Lord, He says that to those who believe in Him, we're born not of blood, nor the will of man, but born of God. Do I know that I belong to Him? Has that happened to me? Can I say without a shadow of a doubt, Jesus Christ has transformed my life, I have met Him, and I know that I know that I know He has changed me, He lives in me. So when I know that, I've got strength. I can stand for that. The other verse that I've listed, which is familiar to us, he says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself up for me. So if you know Jesus, have you been crucified with Christ? Have you been made a new creature in Jesus? If you have, it's no longer I who live, but what? Christ lives in me. Jesus, the power of God, the Son of God, lives in me. And the life that I live now in this flesh, right now, I live by faith in His, the Son of God who loved me, gave Himself for me. Folks, we got victory. We don't have to bow to any forces of evil. We can't say, well, the devil made me do it, and no. The devil didn't make you do it. You chose to do it. The devil tempted you, yeah. Peter chose to say, to go along with the devil, and that's great. But God didn't do it. But there's strength in the Lord. So I want to be sure that I belong to the Lord. Do you belong? Can you say, I know? I want you to know that. You need to be a confident in your own heart. I have been born again in the Spirit of God. Jesus saved me, and I know I'm His. Forever, I'm His. That'll help you be strong in the Lord. Second thing is, keep in contact with the Lord. Keep in contact with the Lord. What am I saying is, if I know that I'm in Him, and He is in me, I still need to be in touch with Him. What I'm suggesting is, as I know it, I need to be with Him, study Him, be in the Word, be in prayer, be in worship, be in living the Christian life. The Scripture I put on your notes from John 15 says, abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I'm the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. I don't like that something, do you? I like to think I can do something. But he says no. Now, if I'm to be strong in the Lord and I know he lives in me, I still need to keep touch with him. I need to be in fellowship with him. I need to be in prayer with him. I need to be in the Word every day. I need to be in places where God's going to feed my soul and draw on that power all the time. One of the enemy's tools is to get us to disconnect. To forget about him. To stay away from the Word, to stay away from prayer, to stay away from worship, to stay away from Bible studies. Because that sort of, we still belong to Him, but we're not really getting the power because we're not connected. What I think of is that all of us have a vehicle. If that battery cable comes off, the power is still in the battery, but you're not getting it in your vehicle. You need to stay connected in the prayer, in the Word, in the Bible study, in worship, in yourself. Because then I'm drawing the power from Him. It's not me running the show. A battery without being connected to the generator or alternator, what? It goes flat after a while. You need the connection both ways to get it in and to get it out. And so I'm saying, I want to stay in touch with my Lord. And so that when these things come, be strong in the Lord, strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God, because I want to be aware of the schemes. Because I'm wrestling not against flesh and blood, but I realize I have a bigger picture. And I have a God bigger than that. And I want to keep in touch with Him constantly. The last thing on your notes. Put on God's full armor so I can stand firm. There's a whole lot more of this about the armor of God we'll come back to. But verse 13 says, take up the whole armor, the full armor of God, so you'll be able to resist an evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. What do I mean? I need all the armor of God. Not a part of it, all of it. Constantly. Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I will hear of you that you're standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, in no way alarmed by your opponents, which is a sign of destruction for them, but of salvation for you, and that too from God. Live in a way worthy of the gospel. It doesn't mean we earn it, but we live, we practice it day by day by God's grace. He said, I want to hear that you're standing firm, one spirit, one mind, striving for the faith of the gospel, the good news of Jesus being shared, and no way alarmed by your opponents. We don't have to get it upset or worry. Our God reigns, and we're saying, I want to put on the full armor of God. Now, the full armor is described in the rest of these verses, and we'll talk about them later. Faith, hope, helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, all those things that are in that passage, which we'll deal with, are important. But I want to put it all on. I don't want to leave your outfitted for Jesus. Every day I want to say, God, help me put these things into my life. Because when I do, what? I can stand firm for Jesus. I'm not talking about being rude. I'm not talking about being obnoxious. But we, as God's people, have the privilege and the opportunity and the responsibility to stand firm in the things of God day by day. First of all, practicing myself before I ask anybody else to, and then encouraging others to do the same. So, can you be strong in the Lord? Absolutely. It's your choice and my choice. So am I going to go out today and I'm going to be defeated, or am I going to draw on the power of the Lord? I've got a choice. If you don't know Jesus as saving Lord, all this is impossible. These spiritual dimensions will only operate in people who believed in Christ and received Him as Savior. You cannot win against the devil, because he's bigger than you are, on your own. You need Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, shed His blood, rose again and ascended to heaven. You need Him in your life and walking with Him if there's going to be a victory in the spiritual realm of this world. So my prayer is, if you don't know Him today, you say, Jesus, I need You. You died for me. I'm asking You to come live in my heart and life. I want You as my Savior and Lord. I need You. And then as a Christian, to say, God, help me to keep in touch. Help me to be connected to You. Help me to be strong in You. Not my strength, but in Yours. Help me to stay in tune with You. Help me to be in the Word. Help me to be in prayer. Help me to be in service. Help me to be in ministry. Help me to be sharing You, witnessing for Jesus. So I can be strong in the Lord. Folks, we can be strong in the Lord. We don't have to worry about the enemy. We have to be aware of it, yes. And we need to stand against him, yes. But ultimately, our Lord does reign. Let's bow together. If you don't know Jesus, my prayers are right now, you'll ask Him. As a Christian, if you're dealing with stuff and you've been afraid, or you're dealing with these spiritual forces and you realize, wait a minute, there's more to this that's going on in my life than just the event, that there's an enemy behind all this trying to defeat me or cause me to sin or cause me to go astray or cause me to make wrong choices. The devil's schemes are there. Would you pray, Lord Jesus, deliver me. Set me free. Help me to keep my focus on You. Help us to stand firm. Dear Lord, I thank You that You know each of us. You see us in full detail. Every part of our life and every thought You see in me and every person in this room. You know what you need to do, what You want to do in each of us to help us be stronger in the Lord.
So, Lord, I believe you to touch those who need to be saved, to call them to faith in Christ, to touch the rest of us with the determination that by God's grace we'll be strong in the Lord and stand firm for the glory of Christ, for the honor of our Lord Jesus, who gave it all. Have your way in this service right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand. If you're giving your heart to Jesus, and you urge you to come. You're renewing a relationship. You want to prayer for an issue. Pastor Ryan will be glad to talk to you. I'll be glad to pray with you. Our God is waiting for you.